The only thing in Hawaii and America, we use microphones too much. When I was working for the conference, I don't use microphone. Even Christ himself never used even microphone when he was in his early ministry. He was using his voice coming from the presence of God. And that's a blessing. By the way, happy Sabbath. And happy New Year. God is good. Amen? Amen. We are here this morning because God is very good. He provides what you need. 2010 is coming up. And not long from now, the Lord will come. And we as Christians, we are waiting for the day when all of us will be in heaven, rejoicing in God's presence. I'm waiting for the day when I can see Christ as our guest speaker every Sabbath. That time, I don't need a sermon. I don't need a Bible. I don't need nothing. I want to hear Jesus Christ preaching with thousands and millions of people. The living Christ that we are looking for a long time. In this morning, since our topic for the lesson study is the fruit of the Spirit, I want to preach this morning on the topic, transformed by the Holy Spirit. Question this morning, are you transformed by the Spirit of God? And I believe that there is only one person. There is only one subject in the world today that can transform your life and that can transform my life. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. And the question this morning, are you praying for the Holy Spirit to change your life? Are you praying for the Holy Spirit to change my life? That's what we need. We need in these last days the transformation of the Holy Spirit of God, because the Holy Spirit is the only way that can bring me to the kingdom of God. Amen? There is nothing else. It is the Holy Spirit and His righteousness that will bring us to the kingdom of God, that you and I will be inspired by God, the living Christ, that we are getting ready for the second coming of Christ, and we have nothing to do in this world because Christ is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the fruit of righteousness that can change your life, that can change my life. Somebody from the church, say amen. Transformed by the Holy Spirit. How can you be experienced transformation by the Holy Spirit? Turn your Bibles with me as I start. In the book of Luke, chapter 9 and verse 23. The book of Luke, chapter 9 and verse 23. We will see from the Bible what the Bible has to say. Luke, chapter 9 and verse 23. The Bible says, "And he said to them, all, if any man will come after me, let him deny" what? Himself. Stop right there. In order for you to be transformed by the Holy Spirit, the Bible says you need to deny yourself. It means you need to forget yourself. It means you need to stop worshiping self-righteousness. Amen. That is why in the church today around the world, many are falling from the church. Many are leaving the church. Many are leaving their faith because they spend more time worshiping their own selves. And this is what they say. I am the best pastor of the church. I am the best Bible worker of the church. I am the best preacher in the church. I am the best thing in the church. And sometimes people will say, you know, Roel, I don't know why people spend more time looking at me. That's what our lesson today. Don't spend more time looking to people, but spend more time looking to Jesus. Amen. I was visiting one day a house in Calapa. He said, "Ruel, I want to go to church, but I will not go to church until you are the one preaching in the pulpit." I told him, "Brother, I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm not your Savior. I'm only a sinner. Do you come to church because of the one speaking? Do you come to church because of coming, you know, when you come to a meeting like big meetings, when they see evangelists around the world that come to that building, everybody comes in worship, especially City Brooks. When they come to a church around the world, when they see that City Brooks is preaching, many people will come and listen to him. What about if an elder of the church comes and worship God? Do we worship because of the pastor? Do you worship because of the evangelist? The Bible says, if you want to experience transformation, you need to deny yourself. You need to forget yourself. It means you need to stop worshiping idol. And idolatry is against the presence of God. Amen? I don't know why people today love to worship idolatry. The Bible says, let him deny himself and then take up his what? His cross and follow me. The question, anything that is against the will of God is the cross. You need to pick it up. We have many cross that we need to take up. That's what the Bible says. And take up the cross and follow me. Turn your Bible to me to the book of Romans chapter 8. Another way that we can be transformed into the Holy Spirit by God is found in Romans chapter 8. I like this Bible text. Romans chapter 8. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the what? The Spirit. Look at me, three statements on this verse. The Bible says, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, meaning it is a blessing. If your faith, if you want that your faith, your life will be transformed in the Holy Spirit of God, it is a blessing if Christ is living in your life. Amen. That's the question. I need Christ to live in my life, because when Christ is living in your life, you are living a brand new experience in the presence of God. Like today, many people like what? Brand new car. You know, 2010, they just, Ruel, you know what? Have you bought a 2000 Toyota Camry? What for? I don't need 2010 Camry. People today, they just love brand new car, brand new house, brand new wife. That's the world, not us. Right? They are looking to the world. They like brand new, brand new, brand new, brand new. But we need a brand new life in the presence of God. That is why when you accept Christ as your personal Savior in baptism, continue to walk with God until Jesus comes for the second time. Don't believe on 5 baptisms, 7 baptisms. I don't need that stuff. But I don't know this morning, have you been baptized 5 times? There are some people baptized 5-7 times. They were baptized from this building up here 5 times, but the same character. How are you doing? The same. How are you feeling? Same. How's your life? The same. Never change. Why? Because his life is not connected with the living Christ. Amen. Bible says, no condemnation, which are in Christ Jesus. And the Bible says, who walk not after the flesh. It means if you will be transformed by the Spirit of God, we need to stop walking in the world. It means when the world says, we need to stop listening to worldly what? Music. Amen. Nobody will say amen on that. Young people today around the world, they spend more time listening to worldly music. Like before, the heritage singers, they sing the original heritage singers, they can sing. I like the first one, but now the heritage singers, now watch out. Young people, and I believe that we as Adventists, we are not Pentecostals, we are Seventh-day Adventist church, amen. We don't dance in the church. You want to dance during divine worship? I don't think so. That's Pentecostal style. Dancing on divine worship. That's worldly stuff. Anyway, we are dancing with Hawaiian song. I see that in Honolulu. They're dancing. They're clapping their hands. You know what? If you're doing this, guys, we better change the name. Take out the name Adventist Church. Put there Assembly of God. Pentecostal Church. Because we dance, we clap hands, and we just worldly music. That's why if you want to be transformed by the Spirit of God, you need to stop living with the world. And the Bible says we need to start walking after the Spirit. The question this morning is, do you believe that Christ can transform your life? Do you believe that? Do you believe that Christ can change your character? Do you believe that Christ can change your personality? Because by beholding Christ, we can be changed into Christ's righteousness. Amen? That's what I believe. And that's why we as Christians, we need to have the experience of the Word of God. Turn your Bibles with me, the same book. Romans chapter 8 and verse 6. Romans chapter 8 and verse 6, another way that we can experience transformation by the Holy Spirit, says here, the Bible says in verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. It means when your mind is always thinking about spiritual things, you have no more time with the things of this world. Amen. Look at the young people today. They spend more time. What is that? Playing video games. You know how many hours you spend time playing video games? Can you get something from playing video games? I don't think so. But I want to tell you, you can learn many things if you spend more time with the Word of God and share the Word of God to other people. I have seen one 7 years old boy in the Philippines. He can preach in the pulpit without using the Bible in the spirit of prophecy. 7 years old. He was trained by his parents. And one day I listened to him and said, I want to listen to you. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. So I went listen to him, and I told him, you know what? I'll bring you to my church and preach there, and I want to listen to you how it looked like. So he went to preach in one of my church with 500 members. Said, are you okay preaching 500? He said, Brother Rowell, I don't care how many people. I don't care how many people in the church, because I am here to preach the Word of God, and I believe that there's power in Christ's righteousness. So he stood up and preached, and that day he made an altar call. I never made that before. He made an altar call that Sabbath morning, and 25 stood up for the altar call, wants to accept for baptism. Is that power? Yes. 7 years old, preaching the Bible without the Bible and the prophecy. He was used by God, and I believe he will use our young people today to finish the work of God. And this is the time we need to experience revival, because Jesus is coming soon. We need to be ready. Amen. But to be carnally minded is peace. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans chapter 8 and verse 10. Another one. Romans chapter 8 and verse 10. The Bible says, And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. I like this word. The Bible says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. If Christ will transform your life, sin will what? Will die. Amen? And we as Christians, we need to stand for God what we believe. Amen? One day, Ultra Staffing called me. You know that agency? Ultra Staffing called me. He said, Roel, can you come to my office? I want to give you a job only 2 weeks. That's all right. So I came down to have a part of the job. He said, well, what place I'm working? So you'll be working at the Four Seasons Hotel. That is a five diamond hotel in the island. You know it's five diamond? Very wonderful, expensive. The president's suite, I went inside, it's $11,000 a night. I can't even buy rice if I go inside there in one night. The regular room is $1,300 a night. I cannot spend my wedding anniversary up there. I don't think so. I went to work. I was working Sunday to Friday. The following week, the schedule came out, and it was in the schedule said Tuesday, Wednesday off. Wow, this is a big trouble. I called the boss. His name is Janelle David. He is the Filipino manager from the hotel. I said, Janelle, you know what? I cannot work Saturday, my sister. Give me Saturday off. And she looked at her file and said, Roel, oh, I forget. Your name is here. He says, sir, you are not working on the Sabbath. I give you Sabbath off. What you like, Saturday, Sunday? Yeah, I'll take it. Praise the Lord. He gave me Saturday, Sunday off, the state of Hawaii off. And I was there working. And I was working with there, and I met somebody. His name is Manny. He is a Samoan from Legacy Church in Kona. I always talk to him. I say to him every morning, Manny Talofa. So I learned something from him. And he said, Ruel, what is this word? Alfali Kumuliza. Well, I don't know. Tell me, what is that? He said, go home, cook rice. So I learned from him. But while we were working, I told him, Manny, do you know that the only day that we can worship is the Sabbath? How do you find that? It's in the Bible. And he said, Ruel, what about, I'll call my pastor and I tell him, can you come to our church in Kona, in Legacy Church, and preach in the church? I said, I'm willing to come. Just give me a call anytime. Anybody in around the world, denomination, invited me to preach, I give the preaching and share the word. We have nothing to worry about because God will bless us. It's easier. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit of life because of what? Righteousness. I want to share with you from the book, The Lord Our Righteousness. You have that book? I think Charlie have one. I borrowed his book one day. And this is very powerful. It says here, when men see their own nothingness, listen very carefully. When men see their own nothingness, they are prepared to be clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. In order for you, that God will clothe you with the robe of righteousness, we need to experience that we are nothing in the presence of God. Amen. We are nothing. You cannot do anything without Christ. Amen. We are nothing. I'm nothing. Everybody in the world is nothing without Christ. We are nothing. We can do nothing because every morning when you wake up, You have the gift of life. God has given you life. He given you grace. He given you mercy. He given you understanding. He given you wisdom. He has given you loving kindness. He has given you love in His righteousness. And we need to believe and feel that we are nothing in the presence of God. If people in the world today will feel this experience, we have many people coming to the Pune Seventh-day Adventist Church. What do you say? Just feel that you are nothing. We need God every time. Amen? I need God, even though I don't have a job, but the Lord has been blessed me. But I believe that the day will come, He will give me a job that will glorify Him. I need to finish the work and give a Bible study because Jesus Christ is coming soon and we are going to heaven. This is not our home. Our home is the heavenly kingdom that God has prepared for us. What do you say? Are you not tired of living in Pune? I'm tired, Terry. I'm tired driving here from my house, from Kauai High to the Pune Church. It will take me a long time. But I come to this church. Why? Because I love the fellowship of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Amen. And we as Christians, that's what we're told. Wherever you go, we should be happy. Amen. Don't spend more time in snow. When you go to the door, be happy. Be a living experience with the presence of God, it says here. We must not think that our own grace and merits will save us. It will not save you. The grace of Christ, like this statement, the grace of Christ is our only hope of salvation. Amen. You are not saved by church. You are not saved by Bible study. You are not saved by praying. You are not saved by going around the community wherever you go. Our only hope of salvation is in the grace of Jesus Christ. That is why we are here this morning, because we are saved by the grace of Christ, says here. And Christ is our hope, our sanctification, our righteousness. God will sanctify you. God will give you righteousness, and God will forgive your sin, and He will cleanse you, and He will give you life that will be ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. What do you say? God put His righteousness upon the believers. He covers him with it so that his sin no more appears. You know what? I have experienced before when I was working in the conference, that when, this is what they believe, that when somebody dies, even though chicken, whatever, you just cover with dirt. So one family, he said, you know what, I want to be, this is my belief on baptism, when somebody dies, we just cover with dirt. That's baptism. That's what they believe. But it says here, God put His righteousness upon the believer. He covers with it so that his sin no more appears. I want to tell you that when God forgives your sin, when God cleanses you from His righteousness, your name will remain in the book of life. Amen? The question this morning, is your name there? That's my question every time when I open my word. When I open in the morning, I said, Lord, is my name written in the book of life? That's the question. And it says here, when the soul lays hold upon Christ as the only hope of salvation, genuine faith is manifested. Faith that works by love leads him to behold the beauty of Christ and become assimilated to the divine character. The sinner is justified by God when he repents of his sin. You know, sin, according to the Bible, the wages of sin is what? It's death. But the gift of life, the gift of God, is eternal life. Before I was baptized, I see people smoking. When I was in the dormitory, I stayed in one of the academy in Davao City. And one of my friends, it was 11 o'clock. You know when we steal some mangoes? It's very easy. Because the mangoes here, and this is my room, we just put one wire, you know. And then mangoes in the Philippines are good. One day you go, if I have money, I can bring you up there. I don't have money to bring you there in the Philippines. So we do, every night we just go to that rope and steal some mangoes. And we have just fun. Nobody even that. And I told my friend, be sure the den of men should be sleeping. If not, we get in trouble. So they went, look. Good evening, sir. Quiet. So he's sleeping. Went again, quiet. So we just climbed there. And he said, Ruel, you know what? Have you tried smoking? Go, no. You want to try? Good fun, you know. Good fun. I give you one. Good fun. So I was in the tree, and I tried to put a cigarette in my mouth. It is not fun. I was smoking for 1 week. And then one day, my dad knows the sin I have committed. I came home. I was disciplined for 2 weeks. I went home and said, Ruel, since you have committed sin before God, I give you a punishment that you will not forget in your life. I said, Dad, what is my punishment? This is what you need to do. So he poured some salt in here. You know, salt? Just right for my two knees. Salt. And two Bible commentaries in my hand. Holding this, and he said, Ruel, you kneel down and hold the Bible. You know how Bible commentary heavy it is. So I will kneel down and go like this. This is the sin that you have committed. Punishment. I want your hand like this. Don't put it down. If not, you will stay there for a long time. It's heavy, you know. It's like the heavy than the cross. I was doing like this. My hand go like this. Boom, the belt. Boom. My hand left, go down, the belt, go again. Oh, I should have committed this kind of sin. So, Dad, please give me even 30 minutes. No, I give you 2 hours kneeling down so that you will learn the sin that you have committed. And I was there for 2 hours. And that day he said, Ruel, just remember, you are a son of a minister. My head stuck. And to be a son of a minister should follow what the Bible says. I cannot forget that sin that I have committed. I said, Dad, please forgive me. I hope the Lord will forgive me. So I went to Mountain View College and apply for the school, and I told my dad, Ruel, I told him, he asked me, Ruel, what you want to take? Oh yeah, okay, I went there and applied for the school, Mountain View. I told him, Dad, I want to be a nursing. That's not my, you know. You want to be a nursing? Go ahead. You want to be a medical field? Say, go ahead. So I went there, I study, and my professor went to me and said, Ruel, do you want to take the ministry? What is that? Ministry. So yeah, I want to take that course, but I want to tell you, to be a minister, you need to be going to churches and preach the gospel and sleep there and go with your people and be a part of your life. I said, okay, I'll take that job, but I don't know how to preach. And there we have training. So I went to my first church in Mountain View. I arrived there. I was looking at the church, and I can see the wonderful fruit in my life, durian and marang. I have that taste before. I went to the church, and they said, "Are you will be our church pastor in this church?" And I said, "Yes." You know what he told me? "You are too small." That's all right. Until today, never go big. It's the same. Never grow big. The same from the Philippines. No, my personality never changed. That's all right. So that morning, I stood up and preached the first topic I presented about the love of God. In that very day, I never know. That Sabbath morning, I have seen a family never come to church for 25 years. When I preached on that word love, and they said, "Roel, we want to come home to God, and I want and my wife and my kids to be faithful to God until Jesus comes." I cried in tears. And I want to tell you, there are many people, not only in Pune, around this island, who left the church for many years. Do you believe that? And it is our concern, our responsibility, to visit them and to pray for them. That's our job. Don't be satisfied of church worship. Don't be satisfied of music. Don't be satisfied with everything. We have a very important thing to do, is to win souls for the living Christ. Amen. That's why here, as I close, in the book of John chapter 3, John chapter 3, in order for us to be transformed by the Holy Spirit of God, go with me to John chapter 3. You know this verse very well. John chapter 3, I am reading verse 3. The Bible says, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be what? Born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." What's the key word? See. The kingdom of God. I like to see places. I've been to Canada. Nice place. I never see a person smoking up there. A nice place to see. But here, the Bible says, if you want to see the kingdom of God, you need to be born again. It means your life needs to be changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm praying to God, "Lord, change my life and change my character." And we need to change as Christians in the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And I believe that baptism is a very wonderful experience. How many of you this morning have been baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ? Raise your hand. How is your walk with God from the day you were baptized? Is it okay? Are you still walking with the Lord Savior Jesus Christ? That's the main thing. I'm still walking. Because when the day when you stand up in that grave, in water grave, your sins are down in the water. And what? You need to be what? Changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. The water is not important. It is your walking with God. Amen. It is your walking with God. And we as Christians, we need to be born again. And again, I want to say these words. claiming Christ as your personal Savior. That moment, the sinner is justified before God. The cleansing power of Christ, the life-sustaining blood of Christ, is our only hope of glory. To be transformed in the Holy Spirit of God, we have that great need of sharing the good news to other people. It was 2 years ago, we went to the Philippines, my wife, and I was conducting a crusade in a basketball court in Manila, in Tarlac Side. And the Bible workers from one of the school in Manila said, "Roel, are you going with us in giving Bible study?" He said, "No worry, that is my experience." So I go with the Bible workers. We have about 12. We're going out, two by twos. We're going on knocking on doors. And when I visit a family, when I knock on doors, they said, "Roel, brother, this is the only food that we have. We need help." In the Philippines, it is hard life. They're very lucky here. You can have a good life. When I was there, when I preached in my church, I used my feet to go to church. I'm very happy here. I'm using my car. But it's not good to use cars every time. You need to use your feet and give in the gospel. So when I was visiting people, because I have, you know, I get my wallet. I have 100 pesos in my wallet. I give, "Oh, this is for your food." And they said, "Brother Roel, how come the Seventh-day Adventist Church is very helpful to us?" You know, I learned something, that to be a worker for God, it is a great job. Do you believe that? If you only pastor a church and then you preach and go home, that's not the right pastor of the church. You have a great responsibility of sharing the word and telling the people that Christ is coming soon. I could not forget the 4 Sundays when I was preaching the Assembly of God in Kohala. He just called me the other week, said, "Roel, can you come?" I said, "I cannot come because I have something to do." But I want to tell you, this pastor here from Kohala Assembly of God, he went to our school in the mainland, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. He knows the Bible. He knows the church. And he wants to know the truth. And I said, "Roel, next Sunday, you preach." I said, "Pastor, what is the topic?" "Can you preach on faithful tithe giving? Because this guy didn't give tithes." "What about you? You are the pastor of the church. You preach." "No, I will not preach. You preach." So I went that Sunday morning. I was speaking on the topic, the faithfulness of giving their tithe to God. And they said the following week, he said, "Brother, thank you for giving the message. Now the members are faithful in giving their tithes to God." Praise the Lord. Faithful giving to us. A non-Adventist church. And when I was there, I think 4 Sundays, the first topic was the love of God. I was preaching about the Holy Spirit, the tithe, and I was preaching about Christ's righteousness. And they said, "Roel," the pastor, his name is Jiro, said, "Roel, I love you, we need you. The Filipino in this church wants you. What about being my assistant minister of the Assembly of God?" I know my job, so it's better go, eh? I know my job. Because every time I preach in the church, they give me a check. I said, "Pastor, what is that for?" "That's for your gasoline. $250 for gasoline. That's a lot of money." We give you this money because we love you. We want you to pastor the assembly of God. Please come. We'll give you salary. That's temptation. Right? That's a great temptation. I can take it. I can take it. And you know, the Filipino said, well, you know what? What about Gito, your assistant? You're the pastor. Because we love you here. Why they love me? Because I play music. I play songs, and we have rejoicing, but I want to tell you, in my visitation with the family, I visited a family in Kohala, members of the Assembly of God. They said, Roel, why only now do you told me that this is the right Sabbath, the day of worship? We live here for 25, 30 years. Nobody told us that this is the church we need to go. That's sad experience. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, if only I'm a pastor of the church in the island, I will do my best in God's power to visit every family of the Hawaiian Islands. What do you say? That's my job. A visit. I don't care about preaching. Preaching is nothing. Visitation is wonderful. It's a blessing. If you will give a Bible study to somebody and be saved in God's kingdom, what do you say? That's our concern. And the only concern that I need, brothers and sisters, as we come to the end, to the start of this year, make God first, number one in your life. Amen. Make Him first. That's number one in your life. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can give you anything in your life. Just give Him first in your life. And God will bless you. I want to praise God this morning for coming here. I'll be coming here every third Sabbath of the month to be a fellowship with you and giving the lesson study. But I want to tell you before I close this morning that we as Christians, we need to hang in there that God has given to you. I believe that God will bless you. Don't worry about the world. Don't worry about anything. Just make God number one in your life. And God will be transformed in your experience and in the experience of Jesus Christ. Before I close, it is not in the bulletin. I want to play a song. And you know this song very well. It is well with my soul, before the closing. Shall we sing the closing hymn? I need thee every hour.